Inner Traditions Audio presents Ride the Tiger, a survival manual for the aristocrats of the soul by Julius Evola. Translated by Jocelyn Godwin and Constance Fontana. Read by Andy Rick. Part 1. Orientations. Chapter 1. The Modern World and Traditional Man. This book sets out to study some of the ways in which the present age appears essentially as an age of disillusion. At the same time, it addresses the question of what kind of conduct and what form of existence are appropriate under the circumstances for a particular human type. This restriction must be kept in mind. What I am about to say does not concern the ordinary man of our day. On the contrary, I have in mind the man who finds himself involved in today's world, even at its most problematic and paroxysmal points, yet he does not belong inwardly to such a world, nor will he give in to it. He feels himself, in essence, as belonging to a different race from that of the overwhelming majority of his contemporaries. The natural place for such a man, the land in which he would not be a stranger, is the world of tradition. I use the word tradition in a special sense, which I have defined elsewhere. It differs from the common usage, but is close to the meaning given to it by René Guénon in his analysis of the crisis of the modern world. In this particular meaning, a civilization or a society is traditional when it is ruled by principles that transcend what is merely human and individual, and when all its sectors are formed and ordered from above, and directed to what is above. Beyond the variety of historical forms, there has existed an essentially identical and constant world of tradition. I have sought elsewhere to define its values and main categories, which are the basis for any civilization, society, or ordering of existence that calls itself normal in a higher sense and is endowed with real significance. Everything that has come to predominate in the modern world is the exact antithesis of any traditional type of civilization. Moreover, the circumstances make it increasingly unlikely that anyone, starting from the values of tradition, even assuming that one could still identify and adopt them, could take actions or reactions of a certain efficacy that would provoke...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?